WCCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 15 months after the Hamas sneak attack, Israel and the terror outfit reached a tentative three-phase ceasefire hostage release deal. The first phase is to begin on Sunday. President-elect Trump had a hand in it.
Remarkably, Biden White House sources acknowledged this deal was in part brokered by an envoy of the incoming administration, as well as the staff of the current one. President-elect Trump says the deal, quote, could have only happened as a result of his victory. He adds in a post, this is only the beginning of great things to come for America and indeed the world.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. In his farewell address to the nation, President Biden warned of an oligarchy of the ultra-rich taking root in the U.S. and a tech industrial complex that is infringing on the future of American democracy. This continues to happen. Alexander Justin White of Durham, North Carolina, a U.S. citizen, busted December 4th trying to hop a flight to Morocco with the intent of joining Islamic State. This is ABC News. A group of global experts is proposing a new way to define and diagnose obesity.
Obesity would no longer be defined solely by body mass index, a calculation of height and weight. It would be combined with measurements like waist size plus evidence of connected health problems. The report's in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology Journal. It suggests two categories, people with clinical obesity, which includes things like heart disease, high blood pressure, liver, or kidney disease, would be eligible for treatment. Preclinical obesity would indicate a risk for those types of problems.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. From Maltby, England, the tale of 84-year-old retired construction foreman Ron Croker, who, armed with only a pair of trousers, was able to fend off a would-be mugger half his age inside a laundromat. Croker was having none of it, first shoving the 42-year-old out the door and then swinging the pants he was folding at the man, who eventually figured out his futility before leaving. Cops caught him later. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bucks topple the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks took command in the first quarter and beat the Sacramento Kings 130-115. Giannis Antetokounmpo with his 50th career triple-double on getting off to a fast start.
We had like a pace about us, I think, in the first quarter, and we would just make shots too. I think we scored like 45 points, 47 points in the first light. So that's good.
In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Ohio State Buckeyes 70-68. That was Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Marquette, on the road in Chicago, went into overtime with DePaul, but pulled out an 85-83 win over the Blue Demons. In the NFL, Packers quarterback coach Tom Clements announcing he's decided to retire. He is 71 years old. Running back A.J. Dillon says he'll return stronger than ever. Dillon spent all of last season on IR with a neck stinger. He's set to become a free agent. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for some fun indoor entertainment, given the frigid temperatures on the way, here are some movies that might interest you. There continues to be no shortage of horror films, and if that is your genre of choice, check out a new take on the age-old classic Wolfman, starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame. Also opening in wide release is the comedy One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and musical artist SZA, which tells the story of two roommates scrambling to pull rent money together. At the time of this reading, the film is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, Domingo's and SZA's acting chops have impressed critics. Coleman Domingo's role continues. The film Sing Sing will be re-released this weekend. And if you happen to be incarcerated, you're in luck as well. The film will be playing in correctional facilities all across America, and that makes sense since Sing Sing tells the story of teaching rehabilitation through the arts and has almost a perfect audience and critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A wintry mix of light snow and some light freezing rain developing, but even that will come to an end overnight. Cloudy skies are temperatures in the upper 20s by daybreak. A northwest wind developing, gusting to 25. Mostly cloudy and breezy Thursday, highs in the lower 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll remember the life and impact of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We'll listen to excerpts from his speeches and discuss how it relates to the present day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy, what is it, Wednesday? Thursday? We've got a lot to talk about today. A lot going on. In the second hour of the program, by the way, we're going to have... kind of an interesting time. Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us for the hour, taking your calls. I want to start out with the fatal flaw, believing that you can negotiate with evil without becoming its victim. We'll get to that in just a second. Also, what Republicans specifically are planning to cut to pay for the tax breaks for Elon and Mark and Donald, and Putin's trolls have a new message for Americans. I'll tell you all about that. As I mentioned, the second hour will be Congressman Mark Pocan. Our third hour, how doctors are pushing medical credit cards, 26% interest credit cards on patients and apparently being paid to do so. We have a banking industry turning our physicians into predators. Surprise, surprise, right? Also, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, just came out with a report on how big pharmaceutical middlemen are cashing in on your misery. This is shocking. And in the third hour of our program, and also a federal judge in Texas has blocked the U.S. Food and Drug Administration from enforcing a requirement that cigarette packages and advertisements contain graphic warnings. Republicans, Republican toadies, the guy, of course, is a Trump appointee, doing the business of big business. It's incredible. We'll talk about that in the third hour of the program. But I want to get into this whole thing of basically evil. The Oxford Dictionary defines evil as a force that causes bad things to happen, which is, kind of a nice general explanation. And when I look at the GOP, at the Republican Party, I struggle for a way to not call it evil. This is a party that is now fully in the service of a fossil fuel industry that is actively destroying our planet and knows that they're doing it and pays people to deny that, or at least has in the past. They are in the service of a for-profit health insurance industry that, according to the British journal The Lancet, is responsible for 65,000 Americans dying every year unnecessarily because insurance companies denied them preventative or any other form of care. They are completely in the bag for a group of right-wing billionaires who appear committed to replacing American democracy with oligarchy. And of course, as I've shared with you many, many times, I wrote a book about it, The Hidden History of American Oligarchy. The danger of oligarchy is that it is a transitional form of government. It's unstable. When oligarchs take over a government, it's basically a kleptocracy. The people get seriously pissed off, and one of two things happens. Either the country flips back to democracy. This happened here in the United States with the Civil War. It happened here in the United States in the 1890s through the 1900s, 1912, I guess you'd say, you know, the Teddy Roosevelt, William Howard Taft era. And it happened in the wake of the Great Depression with Franklin Roosevelt taking America back to democracy. So either countries flip back to democracy, as happened at least three times here in the United States, or in response to oligarchy, countries flip into tyranny. The Republican Party is fully beholden, 100% of its members, as far as I can tell, to the American gun industry, which is responsible for psychologically scarring an entire generation of children. My grandkids are having to do active shooter drills in school where the schools actually pretend that the school is under attack. I mean, we're creating trauma for these children so that this industry can continue to make profits. And the Republican Party is not only fine with that, they're enthusiastic about it. How do you not call that evil? For-profit movements to end or privatize public schools and keep college unaffordable. The Republican Party is totally in bed with an investment industry that is financializing housing, which is causing an explosion in homelessness here in the United States. When my father bought the house that I grew up in, he bought it in 1956 or 57. At that time, the average home in America cost twice the annual paycheck in America. My dad at that time was making around $7,500 a year, working in a tool and die shop, which was a good middle class salary in 1957. And he paid, as I recall, $13,000, might have been $15,000, pretty sure it was $13,000 for the house that I grew up in. So the house cost about twice what the average paycheck was. My dad was probably earning the average paycheck at the time. Today, the average paycheck in America is around $40,000 a year. Household income's a little higher because most households have two people working in them. But the average individual pay is around $40,000 a year. And the average cost of a house in America is around $440,000. 10 times as much, not twice as much. And the Republican Party is not just fine with that. They're like in bed with the industry that's causing this problem. And then you got the predators in the banking industry who crashed our entire economy, seized up the economy, freaked everybody out, required trillions of dollars in bailout during the George W. Bush administration. And Bush organized it in such a way that nobody was ever prosecuted. And to be fair, Obama bears some responsibility for that as well. But, you know, bottom line, the GOP totally in bed with a banking industry that basically crashed America and then walked away with billions. Many of these bankers who actually caused this problem walked away with billion-dollar, multi-hundred-million-dollar, or certainly multi-million-dollar bonuses and paychecks, and still do. And now a few Democrats think that they can compromise with these people. Yeah, let's work things out, like the Lake and Riley Act. I mentioned this briefly yesterday. Michelle Goldberg wrote for the New York Times yesterday about this, talking about how under this law, which, by the way, has a phrase in it, victims of the Biden administration's open border policy. Right. Yeah. That should tell you everything you need to know. But this law says that if a child of undocumented immigrants is busted for stealing a candy bar, even if they didn't do it, they will spend the rest of their lives in detention. The rest of their lives, even if they didn't do it, with no due process, no trial. It's essentially a complete suspension of the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th Amendments to the Constitution. And yet you've got John Fetterman and Ruben Gallego saying, yeah, we'll co-sponsor this legislation. You've got a bunch of Democrats in the Senate saying, yeah, we'll vote for it. Really? Shouldn't they have known that if the Republicans are proposing anything that has anything to do with immigration? I mean, it's really hard to read the bill. I read the bill yesterday when I was writing this piece. And the problem with this Lake and Riley Act is that you can't really tell what it says, because most of what it says is, you know, amend paragraph 3, section 2 of legislation 301-9. You know, I mean, it's written in a way that it's not obvious how bad it is. The bottom line is you can't compromise with evil. I realize there may be some times and some places where Republicans and Democrats can get together and, you know, do things that need to be done. But by and large, I mean, look at this. Mike Johnson comes out yesterday after his own state got $1.7 billion in federal aid during hurricanes Laura, Delta, and Ida. His own state of Louisiana. $1.7 billion. Not a peep from President Biden. And comes out and says, you know, I think there should be conditions on aid for California. Conditions? Really, we're going to play politics with you know, making people whole? It's just breathtaking. Steve Schmidt over at The Warning writes, be nice to Trump means being capitulant. When it comes to kneeling in front of the man who Scarborough called Hitler, there's nothing civil about it. In fact, it's as indecent an act as there is. We got to be careful here. Democrats need to be careful. The next 2 years are going to be really, really dangerous.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Democrats need to remember Winston Churchill's sage advice. He said, you have enemies? Good. That means you stood up for something sometime in your life.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da
bubba? Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. It's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Well, now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, the events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman. Freedom From Religion Foundation. ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end. Or text Hartman to 511-511 to become a member today. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. So text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end and check it out.
A deal beneath the storm. Promises of progress, but the fire starts to form. They smile with sharp intentions. Their words a deadly game. And every inch you give them, they set your soul aflame. They'll dress up lies as compromise, but the truth is razor thin. You think you've won a battle, but the war is where they feeds on fear and power. Evil doesn't compromise, it devours.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. No, evil does not compromise. We need to fight back. 34 things for working people that Republicans are now going to saying that they want to cut. Again, we don't have anything formal yet, but what happened was the Jody Arrington, the Republican from Texas, Congressman Arrington, he's on the House Budget Committee. I believe he's its chair. I might be wrong. But apparently via him, Politico just got their hands on this document about what the House Budget Committee is planning on cutting. You know, where the cuts are going to happen. How are they going to pay for the tax breaks for Elon Musk and for Mark Zuckerberg and for Donald Trump and for, you know, all the other billionaires. And here's the list. Number one. They want to repeal major Biden health rules. This is going to save $420 billion. They're going to do away with mandatory staff minimums in nursing homes. They're going to do away with prohibitions of discrimination in Affordable Care Act plans, telehealth and AI. They're going to do away with increased protections for people with disabilities. And they're going to do away with new network requirements for psychological services. So that they think is going to save them $400 billion. They want to, quote, strengthen Medicare for seniors. That's going to save them almost a half a trillion dollars. They're going to do this by doing away with what's called uncompensated care and bad debt, What this is Medicare reimburses hospitals that provide services to people who have no insurance and are broke, right? If you're poor and you show up at a hospital and they provide you with services, whatever you need, it is paid for by Medicare and, through this fund. It's a large amount of money. And these are called disproportionate share hospitals. So cutting this is going to save hundreds of billions of dollars. It's going to mean hospitals are no longer serving people who don't have insurance. You're going to have a lot more people die. And a lot of rural and small hospitals are going to close, particularly hospitals in poor neighborhoods where a large percentage of the people showing up don't have the money to pay for services. They also say they want to make Medicaid work for the most vulnerable. This is $2.3 trillion. They're going to put into place per capita caps on Medicaid. That will cut Medicaid reimbursements by almost $1 trillion, $918 billion. In other words, basically, Medicaid is just not going to pay for things anymore. They're going to equalize Medicaid payments for able-bodied adults. This is the $600 billion, $690. This is fancy language for saying if you can't get a job, you can't get Medicaid. And of course, once you get a job, you're no longer eligible for Medicaid. So it's a real catch-22. And that's the Medicaid work requirements. Reimagining the Affordable Care Act. This is $151 billion in cuts they want to make out of the Affordable Care Act. Are you noticing a trend here, by the way? All of these things that Republicans want to cut in order to pay for tax cuts for Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos, all of these things are things so far that take care of average, people and poor people in America, particularly health-wise. They want to repeal the Prevention Public Health Fund, $15 billion. They want to, like I said, $151 billion in cuts to the Affordable Care Act. They want to, quote, end cradle-to-grave dependence. The first is reducing TANF by 10%, $6 billion, eliminating the TANF contingency fund. This is the program that basically it costs us about $6 billion. This is the program that replaced basically, SNAP, food stamps. They want to eliminate the contingency fund, and they want to reform the so-called thrifty food plan. They say that's going to save $270 billion. This is basically cutting food stamps to hungry people. And they want to reverse the Biden climate policies. This is the first thing that they propose that doesn't mean less health care for people. They want to do away with the EV mandate, and they want to repeal the green energy grants. That's going to be $460 billion. And then they want to end the student loan bailout. That's $200 billion. And they want to cut $32 billion from federal employee benefits. And they want to do away with $200 billion in green energy tax credits and the child tax credit for people on Social Security.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's crazy. Meanwhile, the Russians are showing up on Blue Sky in a big way. I'll tell you about that right after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Stay with me.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 15 months after the Hamas sneak attack, Israel and the terror outfit reached a tentative three-phase ceasefire hostage release deal. The first phase is to begin on Sunday. President-elect Trump had a hand in it.
Remarkably, Biden White House sources acknowledged this deal was in part brokered by an envoy of the incoming administration, as well as the staff of the current one. President-elect Trump says the deal, quote, could have only happened as a result of his victory. He adds in a post, this is only the beginning of great things to come for America and indeed the world.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. In his farewell address to the nation, President Biden warned of an oligarchy of the ultra-rich taking root in the U.S. and a tech-industrial complex that is infringing on the future of American democracy. This continues to happen. Alexander Justin White of Durham, North Carolina, a U.S. citizen, busted December 4th trying to hop a flight to Morocco with the intent of joining Islamic State. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a trip down TV memory lane and were a fan of the show Twin Peaks, this might pique your interest. The murder mystery drama set in the Pacific Northwest will be available on Blu-ray box set. In addition to all the seasons, there will be 27 hours of behind-the-scenes and extra features. The box set doesn't officially drop until February 3rd, but you can currently pre-order it on Amazon for a cool $56. Actors work odd jobs to pay rent before their big break. For actor David Schwimmer, one of the gigs included serving divorce papers after his freshman year in college, thanks to his lawyer mother. The Friends actor and star of the new show Goosebumps told Stephen Colbert he once served singer Rod Stewart with divorce papers. Apparently, Alana Stewart, Rod's wife at the time, no longer wanted his body or thought he was sexy. Goosebumps is available to stream on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks topple the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks took command in the first quarter and beat the Sacramento Kings 130-115. Giannis Antetokounmpo with his 50th career triple-double on getting off to a fast start.
We had like a pace about us, I think, in the first quarter. And we would just make shots, too. I think we scored like 45 points, 47 points in the first light.
47, yeah.
So that's good.
In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Ohio State Buckeyes 70-60. That was Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Marquette on the road in Chicago went into overtime with DePaul, but pulled out an 85-83 win over the Blue Demons. In the NFL, Packers quarterback coach Tom Clements announcing he's decided to retire. He is 71 years old. Running back A.J. Dillon says he'll return stronger than ever. Dillon spent all of last season on IR with a neck stinger. He's set to become a free agent. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A wintry mix of light snow and some light freezing rain developing, but even that will come to an end overnight. Cloudy skies are temperatures in the upper 20s by daybreak. A northwest wind developing, gusting to 25. Mostly cloudy and breezy Thursday, highs in the lower 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Governor Evers announcing a new Office of Violence Prevention, talking about gun safety, and J.R. Ratcliffe. Stalk all things sports in hour number two. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Disinformation agents are popping up. WorldWar3.substack.com documenting this. It's pretty amazing. They've got the screenshots of all these. It's showing up on Blue Sky now, these Russian troll accounts. With their anti-Ukraine propaganda. There's a whole series of them that all say the exact same thing with names like Elia Smith and Robert J. Fuller and Ball and Lima and, you know, whatnot. But anyhow, here's the message. Trump's always been about deal-making, and I wouldn't be surprised if he sees a strategic alliance with Russia as a smart move to counter China's rise. And this is literally repeated with a whole bunch of different cartoons. Over and over and over again. it's really remarkable. I mean, it's just, you know, it's clear Trump sees the bigger picture. A strategic alliance with Russia will help us contain China's ambitions. Right. A strategic alliance with Russia under Trump could be the key to keeping China in check without escalating tensions. There's a whole bunch of these. I'm guessing that given that these are now the Russian talking points, this is the talking point that Russia is injecting into Blue Sky, and obviously, you know, if they're doing it on Blue Sky, they're doing it everywhere. That this is going to become one of the talking points we're going to hear from the GOP and from Donald Trump. It's going to be real interesting to see. Is Trump going to continue to kowtow to Putin? Is he going to continue to bow down to Vladimir Putin? Is he going to continue to act like he's just terrified by Vladimir Putin? Or is he going to stand up on his own two feet? Is he going to defend America's interests rather than Russia's interests? I mean, we don't know how this is going to play out. He's a lame duck. He's not going to be running for re-election. He's got enough scams running right now that he's got kind of unlimited cash coming in. He's got the nation's billionaires now, you know, walking up to him and handing him $1 million checks. You know, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't you love to have, you know, Jeff Bezos walk up to you and say, hey, here's $1 million. And so, you know, it may be that he no longer needs Putin. It may be that he no longer fears Putin because Putin can't blackmail him anymore. I mean, there's nothing Putin could say or do that's going to hurt Trump, really. Look at everything else that has been exposed. I mean, you know what? He hired some hookers in Moscow. I mean, everybody would shrug their shoulders. So I suspect there's a small chance that Trump may stand up to Putin. Now, if he doesn't, I won't be surprised. But Republicans all seem to be kind of holding their breath, waiting to hear which direction Trump's going to go when it comes to Putin and Ukraine and China and all this kind of stuff. Going to be real interesting to see. We'll probably find out in a week or two. So, what's on your mind? Picking up your calls, Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for always helping us get through these stressful times.
Doing my best.
And I have to chime in on Pete Hess's confirmation. And Pete Hess needed to be taken seriously. I think his answers. I think more than two times he knew nothing, and he would answer, "I have to look under the hood." And my question is, did he major in auto mechanics at Princeton, or did he even go to classes? He couldn't answer most questions and would say, I'll surround myself with smart people. He said that more than once, and he could not answer any of Tammy Duckworth's questions, which were great, about all the different countries. And Senator Reid was so thorough from the very start. He talked about his endless drunkenness. And Trump's fine with an alcoholic in charge of our country's military. And Senator Reid told how Hessett financially destroyed two FET organizations to the ground. And then the absence of FBI reports for the Democrats.
Right.
Never interviewing the woman who was raped and paid off to stay silent. And
The FBI did the same thing with Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a scandal, Jessica. And did you see Pam Bondi this morning doing the same little slippery,
Pam Bondi scares me. She refused to answer if she would go after Trump's enemies. She
exactly.
never answered that.
Exactly. Yep.
So I guess Biden does need to pardon a lot of people, maybe.
I think so. I think so, and I hope he does.
Yeah.
I would take one, too.
Yeah, he would not. Oh, I'm going to tell him what I call.
No, I don't think I need a pardon, but...
it is so scary. She can't even answer that.
Yeah, it's not a good or healthy thing. It really isn't. Jessica, thanks. Thanks for the call, and thanks for pointing it all out. That you did a great job. Mike in Lomita, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was struck by the differences between these past wildfires we've had and the way it was not that many years ago.
Mm-hmm. Where is Lomita?
It's sort of in the harbor area of L.A.
Oh, okay. So you're in the greater L.A. area. So, yeah, okay. Keep
right.
going, Mike.
Well, one of the things I noticed is that this time, after this incident, we've had a lot of spontaneous aid efforts springing up, people using social media.
Mm-hmm.
And organizing all sorts of giveaways for people who've been displaced,
right.
Doing on a big scale what the Red Cross typically will do after people are burned out.
Yeah,
and it's been a real inspiration. A bunch of unions got together and made a food bank for one of the valleys up in the general area.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that are a real source of inspiration.
There are other changes. Yeah, this is an absolutely massive tragedy, Mike. I'm concerned. My biggest concern is what this is going to do psychologically to people. I mean, how many people are going to be the walking wounded, and what the consequences, particularly children, what the consequences of that?
That's what struck me. Yes, there was a young fellow on their news the other day who was almost a teenager. And talking about the sorts of fears he had about the place after seeing his classroom gutted so badly.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me of my own childhood when I was exposed to a picture of some wildland firefighters who'd all been burned. And, they're just charred corpses. Mm-hmm. Our family always went up the mountains for camping every summer. And that really bothered me until... And I got told, well, no, it's a different sort of a place and different sort of fire circumstances. But I can't help wondering what's going to happen with all these kids after this secure place that they've known so well.
I think we're going to have a lot of the walking wounded, and some of them are going to turn out really badly. Some of them are, they're going to have just trust problems their whole entire lives. I mean, their world has been turned upside down. Most of us have never had that experience, thank God.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot like people who have survived a war.
Yeah. By the way, another difference from now and back when is that they've had to deal with homeless peoples, the populations that go down into river channels, and usually there's a problem with the fire department needing to do swift water rescues when the rainy season comes. And now I've got fire dislocations affecting homeless people.
Yeah, it's got to be a tough one, too.
Well,
Mike, I need to move along.
There's also...
Thank you for the call, and thanks for raising a really important issue. I appreciate it. Al in Fayetteville, Tennessee. Hey, Al, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. And before I make my comment, I just wanted to thank you for your decades of hard work on progressive and liberal policies and politics.
Thank you, Al.
We're lucky to have you. I'm a Roosevelt Democrat, and I used to have a little program, co-hosted it and co-created it back in the 2000s called Democratic Talk Radio. We were on AM and FM for thank you. Thank you very much. We were on for many years and a lot of stations, and it was a lot of fun, and I do miss it. But what I wanted to ask you today was, I'm thinking about the political future of the Democratic Party and the left, and is there anyone, I know it's, you know, we haven't even got Trump inaugurated yet and all that, but is there anyone that you think that is the future of the Democratic Party and the progressive left?
You know, a lot of people point to Maxwell Frost or Alexander Ocasio-Cortez or Jasmine Crockett. I would put those three kind of at the top of my list. Interestingly, they're all people of color.
AOC would be my choice.
Yeah, and Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom.
I think Gavin Newsom has a very good chance of becoming president in 4 years.
I do too.
And I believe that one of the reasons why we've got now six Republicans, of, you know, four senators and two members of the House, including the Speaker of the House, who've come out and said that they want to basically kneecap California. They want to put conditions on aid to California, disaster aid to California, is because they want to hurt Gavin Newsom. They want to turn Californians against him, and they see this as their opportunity. I mean, these people, as I said at the very beginning, I think are fundamentally evil. I can't.
Right, I agree. I agree.
Al,
well,
thanks
Tom,
for the
keep
call.
Up the great work.
By the way, Al, who do you see as the future of the Democratic Party?
AOC and Gavin Newsom. I totally agree with you.
Okay, good. Thanks for the call. Good talking to you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truths, the multinational corporations and Mike Johnson would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Everyone gets busy in the first months after the new year, and so it's wonderful having ShipStation here to help us take the chaos out of shipping and making it a smooth process. Plus, ShipStation will save you hours of work, which means you can focus on other parts of your business. You never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates. So what are you waiting for? 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, plus 98% of the companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial for this extraordinary shipping software. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM. Beneath those polished ties, they twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news, it's misleading, it's wrong. Max in Santa Cruz, California. Hey, Max, what's up? Max, watching Free Speech TV in Santa Cruz? Going once?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Hey, Max, what's up?
Okay. Yeah, I'm in Santa Cruz. I want to talk about these fires in L.A., and after hearing these last callers, I have to say a couple of things before I speak. One, everybody needs to reread their Constitution, because it seems to me that nobody really knows what's going on in that document. People really need to restudy it. Two, as an immigrant, an African immigrant, I must say I'm quite offended by all of these people trying to speak up for the so-called plural black and brown voices, like we can't speak for ourselves. So when it came up to the speaking about Hegseth being an alcoholic, I'm not a left or right guy, I'm an independent, but I must say that Joe Biden did hire a guy, Sam Brinton, who stole a Tanzanian woman's whole design clothes and actually tried to sport it. So when people try to talk about moralities and decent people in the White House, they need to cut this crap out, try to say, well, Biden was better, because he clearly didn't know who to choose. But when it comes to this fire, talk about Newsom as the next presidential candidate. That's a joke. He lost $24 billion for homeless. He also didn't allow for the water to be done so it could flow down south. He prevented the building of these reservoirs so that people could have water. Now, when it comes to the Senate...
I'm just not buying it, Max. You know, Gavin Newsom did not prevent the creation of reservoirs. And the reservoirs are all full, with the exception of one up in Palisades that was being repaired that wasn't necessary for the firefighting. You know, take your Fox News-based BS to another program, please, Max. Anna in Atlanta. Hey, Anna, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I'm actually a little nervous about this. So I'm actually calling in because I work for CVS Aetna. So I can certainly say a lot about the kerfuffle with the Medicare and Medicaid the Medicare Advantage plans that Dr. Oz is pushing.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, United has gotten a ton of really terrible press, but CVS has also had a bunch of lawsuits February 6th, February 29th, and then the most recent one with the DOJ in Rhode Island. I'm actually a Substack writer. I have a Substack called Anonymous in Hell, where I detail a lot of this stuff and also try to walk people through their insurance paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just say, I will go to the wall about how horrible the health insurance is. Just to let you know, Aetna made CVS made $160 billion in profit in 2024.
In profit?
And they paid in profit.
That's like
profit.
What's left over after all expenses. That's
gross profit. I did, like I said, I write on the Substack is Anonymous in Hell. I do write on there frequently. And they made, like I said, made $160 billion in profit. Their revenue total was about $360 billion. They pay most of their workers less than $40,000 a year. And they impose metrics specifically to where it's almost like Amazon, where we're not allowed to leave our desks.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Tell me about your Substack newsletter.
It's a political Substack. Political mostly with that. So I do write about society as well. I just started this right around the time of Brian Thompson's murder.
Uh-huh.
Because I was kind of inspired to do something.
Right. You said the name, but it didn't make sense to me. Can you spell it or explain it?
Yes, absolutely. Anonymous in Hell.
Okay, .com or?
It's on Substack.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I can attest to you, and they are starting to use AI as well. I think about 30% right now of claims are being processed through AI. I'm not 100% sure about prior auth, but they don't treat their workers much better than they treat their members.
Oh,
at
it's
all.
Anonymous in Hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I just found it. I will subscribe to ANA.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get your headline on there fixed at the very top. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have the name of your newsletter, FYI.
Oh, yeah, I got it fixed. Yeah. I'm still learning the whole process.
Yeah, no, I get it. Anna, thanks a lot for the call, and good luck with your newsletter. I wish you the very best. We'll be back with Congressman Pocan in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may...
News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition. Jeff Wright, candidate for Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instructions, will be here live. We'll spend a half an hour getting to know him and why he wants the job. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
You're the biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden took to the nation's airwaves.
This will be my final address to you from the American people from the Oval Office.
He immediately jumped to the Gaza ceasefire hostage deal he announced earlier, acknowledging the incoming administration's role.
This plan was developed and negotiated by my team, and will be largely implemented by the incoming administration. That's why I told my team to keep the incoming administration fully informed. Because that's how it should be.
It's a three-phase deal with phase one to start on Sunday. The government's gauge of inflation at the retail level, the consumer price index, rose a higher than expected 0.4% in December to 2.9% on an annual basis. It's considered unlikely the new administration will enact new rules proposed by the Food and Drug Administration that aim to make cigarettes less addictive by capping their nicotine content. This is ABC News. Back to the Los Angeles area wildfires.